Hello and welcome to Adrela Apologetica. This is Jamili and our intention here is to defend the Christian faith. Let me read what my friend Idre prepared for you guys. Here is a text written in first person by him with the title, God, Moral Evil and Free Beans. In 2022 on Twitter, the American philosopher Benjamin Watkins wrote, suppose God exists. We act as we do because of how God created us. We cannot deserve God's punishment unless we can be ultimately responsible for how God created us. We cannot be ultimately responsible for how God created us, therefore, we cannot deserve God's punishment. And I answered him. The premise that says we act as we do because of how God created us, it's not necessarily true. For Christians, God made us free in moral terms. This argument assumes that freedom does not exist in this sense, but it does not show anything in favor of his idea. Well, talking about freedom, it's not an easy mission because of different meanings that someone can attribute to this word, among other reasons. However, I would like to invite the listeners to keep in mind that by free, I would like to talk about every entity that can be morally responsible for its actions. That said, let me say now about the concept of God. For our purpose, God is by definition a free being who created humans being endowed with freedom, since he created them in his image and likeness. In fact, if human beings are free, I dare to point out that Christian theism has a better explanation for such freedom than atheist naturalism. This is because if there is no God, men are just nature's toys guided by brain chemistry in a well-structured nervous system that, in the end, creates the illusion of a self within each of us. Good atheists admit these conclusions without hesitation. On the other hand, if there is immaterial God who is a personal soul, then he created material human beings possessing a soul too. If Christianity is true, then we do not act as we do because of how God created us, as if he were responsible for our actions. However, in reality, we act as we do precisely because God made us free in moral terms. Given this freedom, God's actions become totally independent of ours when we do the evil. Therefore, there is a moral and personal independence between God and human beings, in the sense that the decisions of the latter are not an extension of the decision of the first. However, I understand the temptation of the objection. God caused free beings caused evil, therefore God is indirectly the cause of evil. Otherwise, there are some problems with this view, as it adopts a kind of causalist theory of action that is implausible and terribly unsuccessful. To demonstrate this, allow me to use an example. Imagine you have an industry and in order for it to work the way you want, you need to create certain machines. They, however, must work autonomously, otherwise they would not perform their service the way you want. To do so, you then created these machines with these characters. Once autonomous, the machines may choose to continue following the step-by-step instructions you put into their programming, despite the possibility of working solely autonomously and completely independent of your control, or not. However, working on your own, with the ability to make decisions contrary to the script you predeterminated, some machines cause accidents, despite all the care and effort you put into planning a schedule that would avoid them. Given the chaotic situation, an employee suggests that you throw away the machines that intentionally deviated from the standard and caused the damage. However, what the advisors do not know is that even the machines that did not cause accidents depend on the existence of the rebellious machines, since they only exist and function dependent on each other and in coexistence, so that even the rebellion machines cooperate for the progress of final manufacturing. Therefore, you, owner of the factory and creator of machines preferred to keep the rebels and the obedient ones, both in the view of progress of the industry. This story serves two things. First one, to show how God, even though he is the creator of the man, is not to blame for his sin. And two, to answer why God doesn't end evil in the world once for all. In other words, God is not responsible for our moral actions, since we are free people and, therefore, necessarily independent in our decisions. At the same time, he allows evil to happen because, even with the evil, his purposes still are achieved. For this reason, God created people who he knows will be lost in terms of salvation, despite not wanting them to be lost. Maybe if he only created people who could be saved, the world would have 10 people in the end. Sometimes, the greatest waves of salvation happen in places of sinful backgrounds. Probably, he allowed people who would be lost to exist, so that when we put on the scale, the number of people saved would be greater than otherwise. You may be thinking that, even if evil backgrounds and lost ancestors can generate a good number of saved people, it would still be preferable if God did not create any people who would be lost. However, one extra save is worth a lot, as Jesus said in parables. It is not because some freely choose not to follow God's purpose that he will spare others from such great salvation, who freely accept it too. Ultimately, eternal life is worth more than any evil, suffering, or lack of well-being on earth, if Christianity is true.